Torah Dos. Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Chaf Beis. Vayisrael Tzitzu, Habonim, Bekirbo. Yaakov and Esav struggled with one another within her, Bekirbo, referring to Rivka. Two interpretations are offered for the Shorish of Vayisrael Tzitzu. One is Rutz, Reish Vav Tzadik, to run. And the second is Rotzoitz, Reish Tzadik Tzadik, to struggle or to crush. Rashi quotes Chazal stating the Shorish is Rutz, to run. When Rivka passed by the doors of Shem Ve'ever, Yaakov ran forcefully to exit. Whenever Rivka passed the door of Avodah Zorah, Esav ran forcefully to exit. The Yalkut Shimoni writes that the Shorish is Ratzoitz. Mistroitzitzim ze imze umarivim binachalas shnei oilamois. They were struggling with one another and fighting over the inheritance of two worlds, oilam hazeh ve'oilam habo. The Ibn Ezra adds that the Shorish Rutz is an ayin vav verb, the middle root letter being a vav, a silent vav. When expressed in Binyan Hispael as used here, the tzaddik is doubled, as in all verbs of the ayin vav category that are doubled, similar to the Shorish kum, to stand, as we find in Tehillim Nun Tes, Hatzileni me'oyevai elokoi, save me from my enemies, my God. Strengthen me against those who rise up against me. The Ibn Ezra also comments that the Torah refers to the fetuses as children, habonim, because that is what they ultimately became. V'nikru'u bonim al shem soifam. Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Vihine Saimim Bivitna. And behold, there were twins in her womb. Rashi comments that the word Saimim is missing two letters, the Yud and the Vav. However, when spelled in Parshas Vayeshev by Tamar, Vihine Saimim Bivitna, it is spelled with the Yud and the Vav. Rashi explains that at birth, Rivka's twins, only one was a tzaddik. Therefore, it is chaser. Whereas by Tamar's twins, both Peretz and Zerach grew up to be equally righteous, tzaddikim. Therefore, sa'imim is spelled in full. The Baal HaTurim comments that the missing Yud is an allusion to the absence of another 11 sons to whom Rivka could have given birth to, as stated in Medrash Tanchuma and the Pirush HaRokeach. The Medrash Rabbah states that Rivka was worthy of having 12 sons. However, since she said, Im kein lama zeh anochi, due to her pains during pregnancy, and the word zeh equals 12. This opportunity was taken from her. Again, the word zeh, which equals 12, which can be interpreted as Im kein lama zeh anochi. If so, why do I need 12? Therefore, she had only one son. Pasuk Chaf Gimel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Rivka, Shnei Goyim Bivitnech, two nations are in your womb. This pasuk contains a ksiv and kri, a word spelled one way but pronounced differently. The ksiv, the spelling, is Gimel Yud Yud Mem, Geyim, which is similar to Geyim with an aleph, meaning proud ones. The kri, the pronunciation, is Goyim, nations. The ksiv alludes to the two great leaders, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and the Roman Emperor Antoninus. Therefore, the word Geyim is an allusion to their respective wealth, as mentioned in the Gemara Avodah Zorah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem. And Yitzchak was mispalel to Hashem opposite his wife because she was barren. The Ibn Ezra comments that the word Vayetar, he prayed, is a verb in Binyan Kal. However, the word Vayeoser in the same Pasuk means that Hashem allowed himself to be entreated by Yitzchak. And this belongs to Binyan Nif'al. Nif'al is the Binyan that receives the action from a verb belonging to Binyan Kal. Rashi explains in Parshas Vayera, when Moshe left Paro's presence, Pasuk states, Vayetze Moshe me'im Paroi Vayetar el Hashem, which means Nis Ameitz bat Tefila. In the simple Binyan Kal, the word Vayetar means he was intense in prayer. He prayed intensely. The key word is intense. However, had the verb Vayatir been employed, it would mean he said many prayers. Hirba b'tfila, many prayers. The verb used in Binyan Hif'il appears a number of times in Parshas Vayera, such as Ha'atiru el Hashem v'yoser ha'tzifar de'im, v'ha'atarti el Hashem, l'mosai atir l'cha. These are verbs employed in Binyan Hif'il. Also, be very careful to enunciate the ayin in all these words, as there is a shva noch under the ayin. Perichov Zayin, Pasuk Chav Beis, Hakoil, Koil Yaakov, Vahayodayim, Yidei Esav. Yitzchak feels Yaakov's hands and says, the voice is Yaakov's voice, but the hands are Esav's hands. The Mincha Shai writes that the first word Hakoil is missing a vav, but the second word Koil has a vav. Why? Lefi kishekal Koil Yaakov bevatech nesiyos ubevatei midrashos oz yidei Esav sherlatois. Yaakov's power is in his voice, his sound of Torah and Tefillah. When his voice weakens, when the voice of Torah and Tefillah slackens, then the hands of Esav can overpower Yaakov. The missing vav in the first word Hakoil hints to this pshat and can be read Hakal Koil Yaakov. When the voice of Yaakov is weak, then Esav can become powerful. This theme is clearly stated in Pasuk Mem. In the Pasuk, V'hoyo ka'asher torid uforakto uloi me'al tzavorecha. See Rashi on this Pasuk. In the bracha that Yitzchak gave to Esav, Yitzchak says, when you will be aggrieved, kishiyavru Yisrael ala Torah, when Yisrael transgresses the laws of Torah and you will have a claim over the brachas that Yaakov took, you may remove his yoke. Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Yutes. Anoichi Esav Bichoyrecha. When Yitzchak asked Yaakov, who are you, my son? Yaakov said to his father, it is I, Esav, your firstborn. This phrase can be interpreted in two ways. One, I am Esav, your firstborn. Or, two, It is I who is bringing to you your meal, the delicacies, the bread, etc. And Esav is your firstborn. Yaakov said this because he didn't want to respond with a lie or a gross falsehood. In fact, according to the Ta'amim, the Trop, this second pshat accords with the Trop. The word Onoichi has a ta'am of a pashta, which is a ta'am mafsik, a divider. This means that this word Onoichi is not connected with the next word. And the next two words go together, Esav, Bichoyrecha. In fact, when one leans, he must pause and say, Anochi Esav b'chayrecha. However, the Ibn Ezra has difficulty with this interpretation for the following reason. He writes, Ki hanaviyim yischalku lebeis chalokim, hachelek ha'alef shaliach b'mitzvois, v'hachelek hasheni nevi'ei he'osid, v'im yitztarachu nevi'ei he'osid leimor davar she'enoi kehoigen, loy yazik, rak, hashaliach b'mitzvas Hashem, lo yitochein sheyichazev kalal. He says that Nevi'im are divided into two groups. The first group consists of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's messengers concerning commandments, mitzvos. And the second group are those who foretell the future, Nevuah. If this second group have to say something that is not quite so, there is no harm done. But a Navi, whose mission is to reveal the mitzvahs, the commandment never deviates, never lies. Therefore, he takes issue with the second interpretation. Perik Chavav, Pasuk Yud. Veheveisa Aleinu Asham. Is the word pronounced Veheveisa, or perhaps Veheveisa? Well, Lemaisa, we read Veheveisa, Milara. What does this word actually mean? Abimelech says to Yitzchak, and you would already have brought guilt upon us. Rashi states, Im shochav, kivar heveisa aleinu asham. Rashi is stating that this vav of Veheveisa is not a vav hahipuch. If it were a vav hahipuch, then the translation would be, you will bring guilt upon us, and that is not the pshat. So, why do we pronounce the word Veheveisa milara if it is not a vav hahipuch? Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky states that it seems that in the print of Rashi's Chumash, the word Veheveisa was mil'el. In fact, the indication was that the main accent would be on the vase, mil'el. And the translation, therefore, that Rashi brings is kivar heveisa. And Targum Unkelis is in accord with this pshat. The question then arises, why is the misora of the word veheveisa milara if it is not a vav hahipuch? We should read veheveisa, which indicates an ovar, the past. Rav Yaakov answers that the reason that we read veheveisa, even though it is not a vav hahipuch, is due to the next word, aleinu. The word aleinu caused the word veheveisa to be pulled to the end. The guttural sounds of ayin, hey, or aleph, due to their weak sounds, can have an effect on a previous word. The word actually should have been veheveisa, but was shifted to the end, veheveisa. Similarly, in this parsha, pasuk chav beis, the pasuk states "V'loy ravu aleha," meaning the Roye Gerar did not quarrel over the other well and was subsequently called Rechayvois. Here too, the ayin of the word aleha, "V'loy ravu aleha," the ayin has an effect on the previous word. The word should have been "ravu mil'el." Other examples are "Kisamu oisi babar." The word should have been samu. Also, in Parshas Yisroi, ki vadavor asher zodu aleihem. The word should have been zodu. The ayin had an effect on the stress. Also, Parshas Vo'era, visaru hatzafardim. The word should have been visaru. Or Parshas Bahaloisicha, shatu ha'am velakatu. The word should have been shatu. All of these additional examples are problematic because they are ayin vav or ayin yud verbs. That is, the middle root letter is a silent vav or silent yud. Their shirashim are riv, resh yud veis, sim, sin yud mem, zud, zayin vav dalid, sur, samach vav resh, shut, shin vav tes. And when these verbs are conjugated in the past tense, they are mal'el. The main accent is on the first root letter. Generally, the main accent of verbs are on the middle root letter, but since the middle root letter is a silent vav or a silent yud, the main accent is on the first root letter. Pasuk beis, a perik chafches, pasuk beis. Besa visuel. Besa is mil'el. The main accent is on the beis, the house of Besuel. Rashi comments that the word Besa is equivalent to Leves Besuel, to the house of Besuel. Kol teva shetzricha lamed betchilasa hitil lo hei besoifa. Any word which requires a lamed prefix at the beginning of the word can be replaced by a hey suffix at the end of the word. The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis establishes this concept in reference to the pasuk Lo Yisiyeh Eishes Hameis Hachutza Leish Zar. The word Hachutza, the accent is on the ches. The suffix hey has the same effect as the prefix lamed. The Gemara cites additional examples, such as Elim, Elima, Machanayim, Machanayma, Mitzrayim, Mitzrayma, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayma. The word in the Pasuk, Hachutza, is instead of Lehachutz. My last comment. Perichav Ches, Pasuk Tes. The question is asked whether the word is to be read mochalas or machalas with a chametz or a patach. The pasuk states, Vayelech Esav el Yishmael, Vayikach es mochalas bas Yishmael ben Abraham, Al noshov loy leisha. Esav went to Yishmael and took mochalas, the daughter of Yishmael, the son of Abraham, in addition to his wives. He took her as a wife for himself. The Maral Diskin writes that the answer to this question is dependent on the Machloikis in the Medrash Rabbah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Nosan da toy lehisgayer. Esav did tshuva just as Yishmael did tshuva and was misgayer, or considered being misgayer. Therefore, the correct reading should be with a komatz, mochalas, shemochal loy HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kol avoinoy sov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave him. The Lashem Mechila, the verb form, is mochal with a komatz. Rebbe Loza disagrees and says the word is machalas because ilu haitzi es harishaynois yofehoya. Had Esav removed his previous wives from his house, then we can assume that he did tshuva. But since the pasuk states al noshav, in addition, but not instead, kloimar ke'ev al ke'ev, kishem shuharishaynois hoyumach ivois li yitzchok l'rivka, this is an indication that he did not do tshuva. And therefore, the word should be read machalas from the Lashon of machala, a machala. The Maral Diskin adds that one who wants to be yotzei both pshatim, the Aliyah of Shvi can be read machalas and the Maftir machalas.